It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The city of Aurora has asked a federal court to toss a wrongful death lawsuit from Elijah McClain's family. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
The city this week filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by the family of Elijah McClain in federal court. McClain died last year after an encounter with Aurora police and paramedics. The lawsuit alleges the city, as well as the responding police and paramedics, were responsible for his death. In its motion to toss the case, the city alleges the lawsuit does not support the claim that the city failed to properly train and supervise its officers and paramedics. A ruling on the motion has not been made yet. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Congressman Jonah Goose says President-elect Joe Biden should have a national strategy to protect biodiversity. CPR Sam Brash reports. Goose introduced a resolution calling for one yesterday.
According to a United Nations panel of scientists, 1 million species could disappear from the planet over the next few decades. If that happens, expect fewer pollinators for crops and more contacts with animals potentially carrying the next pandemic. Neguse says the time to act is now.
And that's why it's clear we need a coordinated whole-of-government approach to tackle these issues, and the United States should play a leadership role on the international stage in that regard.
His resolution calls for rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement and preserving 30% of the country's land and oceans by 2030. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Federal funding for the Colorado National Guard is set to expire at the end of this year. Governor Polis last month asked for an extension until July of next year. On Wednesday, Colorado's congressional delegation sent a follow-up letter supporting the governor's request. It's the third time Colorado leaders have asked the White House for an extension. They say the National Guard will play a critical role in coronavirus vaccine distribution in the coming months. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.